Welcome to Preview. I'm Caleb Gardner. In my role as music director here at the Classical Station, I recently received an email which read in part, "I am wondering if the Classical Station would be interested in playing one of my own compositions I recently completed, which will have its world premiere this May. It's called Jadag Kash Dian, scored for a full symphony, and runs about 12 minutes. I would like you to play my piece because it would bring me great joy for this composition to be heard by more people. I believe I have written an imaginative and poignant piece of music, and I'd just love to bring it to more people." Reading this email, what I found so striking, besides the passion of the composer, was that they are a student at Green Hope High School in Cary. To talk about the orchestra program at Green Hope, as well as the forthcoming world premiere of Anne's Secret Garden, is their director, Luciola Lewis. Thank you for joining us, Miss Lewis. I've told our listeners a little bit about how I came to be in contact with you through a really interesting email from one of your students. But to start off, could you tell us a little bit about your own musical experience and how you came to be the director there at Green Hope?
I was born into a musical family. Grew up learning music since I was one. Started on the violin at 6 years old. Fast forward, got a bachelor degree in violin performance from Pensacola Christian College, and also got a master's of arts in teaching from ECU. How I got to Green Hope was interesting because I was teaching first at Davis Rive Middle School. During COVID, the program went away. And then fast forward a year from that, the Green Hope orchestra teacher at the time was transferring to another school in the county. She referred me to this position. The cool thing was that I ended up seeing my Davis Drive Middle School students now in the high school. So it worked out great because I got to see them again.
So you're able to make that connection with students you had, but this time at the direction of the orchestra.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the nature of the program at Green Hope, how it's structured, how it started, a little bit about the history, where it's going?
It has been known as a really strong program in the county, probably the second strongest in the county, I would say. We have amazing students. They're very talented. They want to be here because this is an elective class. They really want to do their best. They enjoy being here. They have fun making amazing music. We do a little bit of everything. We do mostly classical music. We play pop music, movie music. We've done a little bit of jazz. So we do a huge variety of things and also play different composers from way back then to new composers. Also, one concert that showcases Black composers. We do chamber groups. And also, the second quarter of each semester, we do a pop cover where students get to actually do their own arranging of pop music that they come up with.
So is this an audition-based program? At what level did the students come in?
Because we don't have a lot of feeder schools, my beginning class, it's a true beginning class. They don't need to know anything, not even know how to read music. But some do, which is always a plus. My proficient class and my advanced classes are by audition only. This can also be for freshmen. Some of the freshmen coming in next year already auditioned for next year, and then they will be in those classes.
What variety of instruments? Is it a traditional ensemble?
We just have the violin, viola, cello, bass. That does not mean that during our concerts, we don't add instruments. We do play with the band often. We've also added a harp player to some of our concerts.
Since you're able to follow the students, in fact, some from elementary school, do you see any particular benefits in getting students involved in classical music? And do you have any examples of how their interaction with classical music changes their outcome or their path or their attitude?
I think some of them that are trying this for the first time in high school are just amazed at what you can do with these instruments and how rich classical music is. Some of them are like, oh, I had no idea that this was so cool, that it sounded so amazing. I think it does give them a different path. It broadens their history of the world, really, because it encompasses so much. They begin listening to way more different styles of music, not just classical itself, and that affects their life.
Do you see students that are just starting with classical music at the high school level to be influenced in a different way from maybe listening to pop music or rap or the things that they listened to before? Does that play a role in their style and how they evolve musically?
It is natural, like you said, for them to come in and just have listened to pop music and that's all they knew. It definitely influences a little bit of their style at first. It's something that is easily taught and learned. Obviously, then they get to the different styles from different periods of music and how it should be played differently, right, from different periods. Because you're not going to play a classical piece the same way you're going to play a romantic piece, or you're going to play definitely not a pop music, right? They have to be taught and learn how to do that, the different techniques that are used for each one of those styles.
Have you had the pleasure of seeing some of your students go on to the next level?
I do have one that got a full scholarship at App State. She's a cello player. I have one that is going to be going next year to UNCG. And also, I think a composer, because we're going to play a piece by him at our next concert.
So in line with that, could you tell our listeners about this concert? What they're going to hear, where they need to go, what time, etc.
Our final concert of the year is going to be on May 18th at Green Hope Auditorium at 7 p.m. What we're performing this time is some film music, recognizable ones such as Lord of the Rings, and for a different audience, Kiki's Delivery Service from the Jibri Studios. My Advanced Orchestra is having a student showcase. There will be two student soloists, concertos. We have one that is a pop arrangement by a student. Also, the original piece by another student.
That sounds really wonderful. And I know that our listeners are really happy to support local community organizations, and especially ones that have a focus on bringing young people to classical music, because we know how valuable that is. Look forward to that as well. Thank you so
awesome.
Much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me over.
I'm Caleb Gardner. Thank you for listening to Preview. Interviews like this are made possible by your generous support, for which we are very grateful.